Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey, it's Sex Monday on the Lori and Julia Show. Been up for about another half an hour, but get excited. And you know, you can always, let's say you miss it. Let's say you're in the car right now and you're like, oh, I'm not going to be in the car at 5:30. You can always listen to Lori and Julia as a podcast on the app or at mytalk1071.com. Never miss a Sex Monday. That's what I'm trying to say to you.
Never miss it.
Never miss it.
I don't.
Thing. Never miss having sex on a Monday. All right, I finished The Undoing. I know I'm 6 months late to the party.
Oh, you're so behind
and
this,
but a lot of people haven't seen it.
A lot of people have.
And a lot of people who haven't. It's with Nicole Kidman, Hugh Grant. Wow. I thought that was so good. It started out so slow for me for some reason, the first episode. I just didn't get it. But wow. That was a good
yeah,
show.
It was water cooler television.
I know, everyone talked about it, but I was out at
every
the
week.
Rocco, if you haven't watched it yet,
yeah,
it's worth
it. Okay.
It's really worth it.
Seven episodes, but the thing, because there were so many things you didn't want to give away, I remember like mostly talking about
the coats.
Her hair, her coats.
Her lack of wrinkles.
Yeah, her very frozen face.
Nicole Kidman. But she's
the beautiful
good.
Breasts on the one lady.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, my God.
But she is. You know, okay, so I want to ask you this. So, do you feel like...
And what's her name? The other actress, Lily Rabe. Rabe?
She's so good. What was she in that we liked her
well,
from?
Well, American Horror. She's been in a lot of things, and her mom is somebody kind of famous in Hollywood, like a publicist or something.
Yeah.
America, she's in a lot of Ryan Murphy stuff.
Yeah, but she was in something... Yeah, okay.
Big.
Okay.
Maybe
yeah.
Rocco will look up Lily. It's R-A-B-E.
She was in, yeah.
She's been in,
yeah, she
she's kind of a chameleon actress.
She is.
She can play a lot of different parts, I think.
Well, she was in The Good Wife. I don't know.
Yeah.
She just looked very familiar to me. But do you think, okay, because Nicole Kidman...
Because, no, I do think Mayor of Easttown is like another Undoing.
It is like another Undoing.
Because it's seven episodes, it's HBO, it's
it clips
mystery,
fast.
Very, very fast.
I like this way of watching television.
It is different for me to be in real time.
Yeah.
Okay, so last night.
Did you watch
night,
last night?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, but I thought it was 9:30. And so I turn on HBO Max and I'm like, why isn't it here? So I kept Googling, does it not show up on HBO Max the same night it turns on HBO? But it didn't appear on the app until 9 o'clock. Just like TV. You know what I mean? So, because I kept thinking, because sometimes Game of Thrones, they drop early on HBO.
Mm-hmm.
Remember? And you could watch it earlier.
I don't know. I've only watched it on HBO.
But you could even go to the HBO, like, under your thing, and it would be dropped early there, so you could screen it early, but nothing.
Yeah.
But they really are holding on to this Mayor of Easttown.
And they did the same thing with The Undoing.
Uh-huh.
Because every week with The Undoing, more people were watching
right.
it.
I think it's kind of fun to go back to, you know, Sunday night TV.
Well,
I mean, I waited up for it.
Yeah, well, Ray Donovan was our Sunday night TV
it.
Show on Showtime. We have two right now, people who have Showtime and HBO, because City on a Hill.
Right, you're watching that
is
one with
in the
Kevin
middle
Bacon.
Of that. Kevin Bacon and Aldous Hodges, and that movie is, or that TV show is
right.
quite good.
What did you think of Mayor of Eastwood last night?
Easttown?
Easttown, I keep calling it Easttown. And like the Witches of Eastwick?
Well, they're not letting a cliffhanger sit for very long. They're keeping the story going right along. And I was kind of surprised that she got so sloppy with that one thing.
Yeah.
It feels weird to talk about it. We don't want to... There's
no, we were not.
Spoilers.
That's why I called it that one thing.
That one thing.
It feels kind of sloppy, but it might be because of everything that's going on in Mayor of Easttown's life. There's a lot happening.
She's kind of a mess.
Yeah.
She is a mess.
And everyone around her is a mess.
Wow.
It's funny. I've seen people on Twitter that are from that area and say their accents are dead on, that Pennsylvania accent.
Right.
It looks like
the LA Times did a story about how Kate Winslet nailed that accent because she's going to win awards because you would never not know that she wasn't right from there. It's like nailing a Minnesota accent, I guess, in a way, you know, without it sounding too.
But Lori, you're right, it already used a free story. I'm sick of these people that you get two stories a week.
Oh, right.
Hi, subscription. I just want to read the damn story.
But you're right. So many people that try to do the Minnesota Fargo thing take it too far.
They take it too far.
Yeah. So,
don't you know?
People are very she is nailing this part
She's
of Western
so
Pennsylvania.
Good and raw. It looks depressing there. I don't want to live there.
Well, I don't know. It reminds me of Duluth, or it just reminds me of a blue collar town. And maybe there's a port city.
There's a lot of bad stuff happening. That's what I think would be depressing.
Well, but is there that many bad things, or is it all just around her?
Well,
yeah.
She's like...
Well, there's two kids that have turned up dead.
Yeah.
So I guess, Lori...
You're giving away more than I ever gave away, Rocco. I know. There's only... Listen, you can't give away... You're either watching it or you're not. And you're going to forget it. It's like a movie trailer. Who really remembers those? Like, people go, they're showing too much. I'm like, who remembers a movie trailer, really? Everything that happened. By the time you see the movie...
Well, the Halston, we posted that today. It's really going to, people are going to see it and say, I'm not watching it. I just saw everything.
Yeah, you didn't see. You're just seeing a touch. Okay, speaking of just a touch. So the first big artist, I've been wondering who it was going to be, who was going to, be the, person, the big star comes back and opens Vegas. It's Bruno Mars at the Park Theater. All six of his dates sold out.
In minutes. We saw him at his opening weekend.
Yeah, it was the fourth night that he was playing.
Right, so before COVID shut down everything.
He's the first one on the strip to return after the shutdown. He's doing the first two shows, 4th of July weekend, and there's two more shows the next two weekends.
And that only seats 64?
Yeah, it's really a great place.
Venue.
And it's
kind of
a circle.
It's intimate.
It's
especially when you're in the fifth row center seat.
Yeah, but I mean, even because it just went straight up, you're not spread back. Like Caesars, that could hold quite a few people, and you were tiered back away from the stage. Anyway, and then July 23rd, 24th, there are some VIP packages called A Trip to Mars, Upscale Funk, and When I Was Your Suite that can be purchased, sure, for a few.
Well, they said Vegas is coming back hard and they're not prepared. I mean, they've had massive job
layoffs.
Hiring.
They laid off so many people and getting people.
And they're
people
trying
to come
ramp
back
up fast because to keep up with the demand, which is outpacing the hiring.
Right. Okay. So there's another Britney Spears documentary that is going to air across the pond.
Do we need one?
Well, it's the BBC documentary, The Battle for Britney. Who knows how long people have been possibly working on some of these stories.
Sure.
But in the BBC documentary, they have the paperwork where Britney Spears' father indicated, checked the box stating dementia placement or treatment as the reason for why the conservatorship was being set up in 2008.
That feels so wrong.
It doesn't feel like she's got dementia. No. It feels like now I'm really suspicious of all of this.
So he just...
He's put her there.
Right.
It's sinister.
Because that feels so ugly.
Yeah, because, 2008, she was 30 years old or whatever. Or no, younger than that, Rocco. Do the math. I sure can't.
I can't. Well, how old is she now?
She's 39 right now.
Okay. So that's, 12 years ago?
That's 2021. When he filed for...
13 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, she was born in 80. 25. She was born in 81.
Yeah, so you don't have dementia
she's
when
over
you're 25.
She's 30. She's over. She was born in 81, 27. Yeah.
It's, but that is not... We are we are doctors because we went to the school of ER and some other
Chicago Hope,
Grey's Anatomy.
But we dropped out.
But we know, we're pretty sure that Brittany didn't have dementia.
Wow.
At 25. So
that's for sure, for real, that was the document.
Well, this is the BBC documentary hasn't aired yet in the UK, but apparently that is in the documentary, that somehow they've gotten a hold of the paperwork that shows. So when you check dementia placement or dementia treatment, there's only two options. He's saying that Brittany has dementia.
Got it.
Yeah. So, I don't know, you guys. That's just another thing.
I mean, it's confirmed that she had that kind of a mental breakdown.
Yes.
But not really. None of it has ever really been confirmed, and that has been part of the problem.
Right, okay.
With some of the... That's probably also why her dad has been successful in keeping all of this. Oh, privacy. She is... No one has ever come out and confirmed anything about Britney Spears' mental health. So that's why it's probably been easier for her dad in some ways to have control over her for such a long, long time. I mean,
when does that come out so we can watch it and decide what's
going on? And just because it's on at the BBC, we're going to have to maybe read about it before we see it here.
What about BBC America? I don't even see that channel show up anymore. Do people still get that channel?
Yeah.
I don't get it anymore. I don't see it.
Well, Julia, maybe you canceled that when you had a cost-cutting move.
When I canceled things and then I tried to piecemeal everything together and realized, not saving that much.
Speaking of cost-cutting, you know what is the big problem between Chanum and Jenna Dewan?
Magic Mike money.
That's right.
Because they've been separated for how many years? Six, five?
Okay, I will tell you when they broke up. They ended their 9-year marriage April of 2018.
Oh, so...
Okay, so that's
only 3 years.
2018?
4 years?
It's 2021 right now, right. So...
18, 19, 20,
4 years.
Yeah, depending if you count 28. So it's 3.5 years.
Yeah, well, tomato, tomato, it's May 2021, damn it. And then, but anyway, they still are not divorced. They have settled, they are officially divorced, but they still are settling all the money thing. And, yeah, she has worked with him on, I guess, the Magic Mike Live, this reality competition show. They are both, like, executive producers in the Magic Mike franchise because she was a choreographer and dancer. They are asking a judge. They've gone to mediation, and they can't agree, and now they've asked a judge to rule. Just, you know, please... They can't work it out, and they called it intense mediation. What's that mean?
It means it's intense.
Like people are yelling?
Sure, Lori. Well, they walked out of the first
meeting. I mean, they're asking for a trial to decide.
This is silly.
Well, they're fighting.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. Apparently, Magic Mike grows money.
Yeah, well, he's having a reality show spin out from it.
There's a Broadway musical. There's a Las Vegas franchise.
Yep, there's a lot.
She helped him line up
the choreographer. Okay. She did not choreograph. She was not the choreographer. She helped him because that was her expertise. Fine, line up, according to the story I read.
Yeah. All right. Well.
And I feel like that's more than a tomato, tomato.
Okay, fine. We'll be right back with the Dirt Alert.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Hello, Holly.
Hi, Holly.
Are you intrigued to watch this Netflix series with Ewan McGregor about Halston?
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, God, me too.
Oh, it's going to be fabulous. Or at least I hope so.
I hope so.
The promise is this is a Ryan Murphy series. And Ryan Murphy does really well when he is making TV based off of real life events.
That's true.
He's got a roadmap to work
with.
Remember, Ryan Murphy did Feud with Bette Davis and Joan Crawford, American Crime Story, O.J. Simpson.
Yes,
no,
you're right.
Remember the guy that killed Versace.
Versace,
was a good one.
That was really great.
What was his name again?
You're right, Holly. He does, it's when he veers, when he goes off into original sometimes that there's iffy, but when he's got source material, true story, he's amazing.
Yeah, they're amazing. Andrew Cunanan.
Thank you. I can't remember his name.
Yeah. So High Hopes, and that's coming out, what, in
May,
like,
14th, a couple weeks, yeah.
Oh my gosh, all right, well, fabulous. Well, let's start this Dirt Alert with a little story from the world of music about Lucinda Williams. In a new interview with Rolling Stone magazine, she revealed that she's recovering from a stroke she suffered last November.
What?
Yeah.
Wow, didn't you see her in a live stream, like, in
October?
Yeah,
I was going to look at the date. I mean, a lot of it was pre-taped, but let me see how that coincides.
Wow.
Well, so Lucinda Williams said she spent 5 weeks in the hospital after doctors found a blood clot on the right side of her brain, which affected the left side of her body. Lucinda Williams is home now. She spent the last 6 months working with therapists to retrain her brain. So I don't know when did you guys see her doing some concert stuff?
Well,
It looks like I watched something in October or November, so maybe it probably happened after those tapings.
Yeah, yeah. So the stroke happened in November, so even if you saw something from November with Lucinda Williams, this would have been before that. She said that she's not able to play guitar. She is working to retrain her brain, and said that she likes walking. She's using a cane. She does her exercises. And so she's working closely with doctors to rehabilitate.
That stroke.
Stroke is like,
there's something.
Yeah, that's it's
but
so
doesn't
much
she
work.
Say she can still sing?
Yeah, she said she can still sing, Julia. And she also said that she expects to return to the stage this summer. She's opening for Jason Isbell on a string of shows.
And that, what's that place, the Colorado Red Rocks?
Oh,
because I've got
really?
A friend who has tickets to this.
Oh, wow.
And yeah.
Well, you know, she's on the road to recovery, Lucinda Williams, and she has a positive attitude. She said, the main thing, I can still sing. I'm singing my bleep off. So that hasn't been affected.
So she had more of the physical effects of a stroke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
but she said she's also working on retraining her brain too. So,
well, to walk,
and to do things. So
but if she can talk, that's a big deal.
Yeah, she said, can't keep me down for too long.
All right.
So Lucinda Williams,
damn those strokes.
Yep. On the road to recovery there. Hey, let's get into some details about the big news of the afternoon: Bill and Melinda Gates divorcing after 27 years together.
This makes me sad.
Who's got a girlfriend or a boyfriend?
Bill Gates has somebody.
You
or at least
so?
I'm reading into that because TMZ has the documents. Melinda filed, citing that the marriage is irrevocably broken.
Mm-hmm.
So read into
there's
that.
There's no prenup.
And there's no prenup. Right. That's right. So the document is asking the judge to rule the marriage ended as of the date in the separation contract. That contract not included in divorce filings, but they apparently separated at some point earlier and then signed a document to that effect. So they had already been separated. We don't know how long, but there is no prenup between Bill Gates and Melinda Gates. Melinda's not asking for any spousal support, and they're asking for it to go to trial in April of 2022. But assuming that probably they'll be able to work it out.
God, so we think Bill's got the girlfriend. They quit having sex. What else
they
could
seem
it be?
Like such
what
an...
else could it be?
Well,
She's talked to her friend, you know, who's married to Jeff Bezos.
Yep.
What's that lady's name?
Oh, the helicopter pilot?
No, the mom.
Mackenzie Scott.
McKenzie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Talk to her because she got, like, you know, and anyway, she'll be fine. She'll be happier. But it is kind of, we always do want to know. Gossips want to know after 27 years of marriage, what happened?
Well, and that's what we do here at My Talk. Mm-hmm. We are gossips.
Yeah,
and we want to know.
What happened?
What happened? Because Bill and Melinda Gates, they had started dating back in 1987.
Uh-huh.
So they met at a trade show in New York. She went on to work for Microsoft. Then she eventually left the company in 1996. And then they started the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. You know, that has an endowment of $48 billion with a B.
Yeah.
It's been functioning for 21 years at this point. And
he signed that deal, though, with what's his butt to give away everything.
Oh, with Warren Buffett.
Warren Buffett.
Yeah, yeah. You know, well, that's until when they die.
When they die, though, yeah.
Yeah. So,
they're... Maybe she's got side. Maybe she's the one who's... Uh-huh. But I don't know why we think... I mean, first of all, he's kind of a nerd. I don't know how experienced
he was.
I
like him. I actually think he's...
No, but I mean, how experienced he was.
Oh, sure,
you know?
When they first started out.
Yeah. And
he's just...
Mm-hmm.
Well, irrevocably broken. So read into those words what you will.
And somebody betrayed.
Doesn't trust anyone.
There's betrayal.
There's been betrayal. Ever again.
Yeah. So, you know, things happen. Relationships evolve. And it seems like they'll be able to, you know, in that statement that Bill Gates released, they did say that they are going to continue working together in the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So their philanthropy work will continue. It's just the personal stuff that can't be worked together.
But who's going to really spend holidays together? That's the big question.
Well, hopefully for the kids.
Oh, Julia, their kids are like freaking, you know, they're older.
Yeah, they are older. They don't need to. They have three adult children.
Yeah.
So, you know.
We'll see. Always hard.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm shocked by this one, actually. I was surprised.
Life is complicated.
Mm-hmm. All right, there we go.
All right, so let's talk about Marvel. Marvel today dropped a trailer, and they have released their schedule for the next 10 movies in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Black Panther, we've got details on the Black Panther sequel, Black Panther Wakanda Forever. That's going to be out next summer, July 8th. Of course, it does not include Chadwick Boseman, who passed away last year, but filmmakers have been working it out. Lupita Nyong'o, she's one of the stars in the movie. She said that they've worked out a way to continue the story, to honor Chadwick Boseman, to honor his character. So that will be interesting to see. We also have, what do we have here? Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 that's coming out in May of 2023. And then all these other movies that I know that you guys are probably not going to watch at all.
Thank you, because I was just going to say, my eyes are glossing over. Okay.
Well, yeah, but you know, I think, well, particularly Black Panther was such a huge hit.
Oh. That was
I love that movie. That was so good.
I love that movie. Yep.
Yeah. So you guys are probably going to be interested in Black Panther, Wakanda Forever next summer. And that's really all the time that we have this Dirt Alert update.
Well, thank you, Hal.
News of the day. Go forth and Monday it up.
Money's coming up. Well, I got to tell you right now, I am really, Ben Affleck is just, he's trending on Twitter. He's having old romance sex with J-Lo and, because he was on Raya.
Oh.
And a gal TikToked and was resharing a time about when she
matched with him.
When she matched with him and she didn't believe it was him. And then he video messaged her and she thought to record it. Why'd you unmatch me? And it really is him.
Oh, funny.
I mean, you got it.
Yeah.
I don't like when people share private things. I don't. Like that.
You know what?
This
goes back to the hostesses with Tiger Woods. I agree with you. I agree with you 100%, Rocco.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's private.
Oh, geez, you guys.
No, I agree.
This is a gossip station. Would you get your priorities in straight?
No, I'm just saying some gossip should not be known.
Oh, no, this should be known. This girl is hot. I like knowing that, that he does that, even though it is a little bit creepy, you know. But, I mean, honestly, I'm just like...
Nope.
He's the most divorced solo guy in Hollywood right now. Did J-Lo know he was on Raya? I doubt it.
Oh, my gosh. Is that our Sex Monday?
I doubt it. No, but I'm just saying, you know, because when you look at this chick, he's got a type.
And, what is it?
Well, a gorgeous brunette with bubbling boobs.
All right, there you go.
That bounces as she walks.
I noticed that too, yeah.
Are you looking at it?
I did watch it yesterday.
Yeah. I am laughing my butt off. It is just giving me joy on this 6 months. It really is.
He basically says, why'd you unmatch me?
It's me. I mean, Julia, what? Now we got to get you on Raya.
Oh, would you stop?
All right, listen to this.
Stop with me.
Here's a new dating thing for 20 that we can add to 2021.
I can't wait to hear it because it's probably the most crazy thing ever.
Well, no, there's we've already had honesty bombing as a result of the pandemic,
and that it just give us it's catch
you're
us
just
up.
You're no time for games. You're just being straight out honest about what you want, what you know, whatever. You're just like, you don't have any F's to give, and
right.
So it's honesty bombing.
Okay.
So here's another one. The acronym is DWNE.
Okay. Done with.
Don't wait.
Done with.
Gen Z in particular is ready to date with this attitude, and there's something.
Down with hooking up.
Well,
it's
DTW.
Down
the hook. Down with.
Down DTF.
Nooking everybody.
Yeah. It said dating with no expectations.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
You might think, oh, well, that's a casual dating situation. But that isn't necessarily true. Instead, they're describing it as that Gen Z in particular, but they're not the only ones, about just being open to the possibility of things and how it might happen, because this last 14 months, it's been so much uncertainty. Single people are just kind of, we'll just see what happens. I'm going to keep my expectations low. In their study, Tinder found that daters were looking for no particular type of relationship, 50% more than in the year before, and that mentions of no pressure in people's bios had risen by almost 40%.
I believe this. Okay.
People are having to navigate each other's personal level of comfort with getting back to normal on top of the usual dating etiquette.
Sure.
But the rigid ideas and expectations, people are just like, they're done with that. And people want to kind of shake this whole high standards and like, why don't I just actually get to know you and let's just see what happens.
See what happens, right? Living more in the moment instead of projecting out into the future.
And letting go of, I guess, the expectations that, especially if you're an overthinker or you're someone to worry about a lot of dating context, this could be a good liberating thing for you to do. You know, because sure. Some people are very, you know, they worry about it. I don't know if I should even go out on another date with him.
Listen, if you have
or
no-
her, because I don't know, it doesn't seem like he doesn't like that or she doesn't like that. And that means so much to me. Maybe not so much about that. Maybe just like, well, I had fun. Like,
yeah.
I had fun. I'll try it again.
Right.
And if
there
it wasn't
go.
Fun, eh. Anyway, that's there what they're
go.
Saying.
Dating with no expectations. I like
to get away from the imagined future or past that sometimes people project on other people.
Okay. And it's interesting when you say that with this environment we're in right now, because I know people are fully vaccinated, past the timeline, mm-hmm. everything fully vaccinated, and went out this weekend and sat in a restaurant that was at capacity that we're at right now. What is it, 50%, 70%? You know, not overcrowded or anything.
Right.
Freak out. You know, because they're like, I'm so exposed. And I'm like, no, you're fully vaccinated. What's the exposure?
I would be nervous if I was the person there that wasn't vaccinated
100%.
Without a mask, because 100%. you're the perfect target
but
for
I think
a virus
the
looking for a home.
Re-entry into society for some
yes.
people is going to be much harder than it is for others.
Yes,
and I've
Julia.
Got a mix of friends on the spectrum.
Yeah,
as it were, it's kind of interesting.
Yeah,
and I'm like, why was that? Why was that? Anything?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
I think, Julia, it's because, and Rocco would probably feel the same way, we've been coming to work. Now, you didn't at
right.
first, Rocco. You did stay home for like
we've been
true.
5 or 6 months.
I mean, sometimes what goes through my mind is, if I'm going to catch it, and I, you know, I've had the shot.
Right.
If I'm going to catch it, I want to catch it, you know, by doing something like going to work or from my family or from my friends. I don't want to catch it from some rando at Cowboy Jack's. You know, because I was, you know, because that just, that would upset me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, that's my take on
yeah,
it.
Yeah. You're still worried about getting COVID, even though you're vaccinated.
I'm not. I'm so past that.
Yeah.
I've been past that.
Yeah. Because
I'm past
it's
it.
Such a high level
yep.
of efficacy.
Yep, I'm so
you
not.
Know?
I'm so grateful I'm so not. But I get it, because everyone has a different
but
level.
The people that should be worried are the unvaccinated 100%. People, because that is the one that is going to... It's like STDs, okay?
If you're not having unprotected sex.
Yeah, you don't
have to worry.
You wear a condom, and how much did you worry about getting herpes or getting syphilis or getting gonorrhea or getting HIV? No, you'd roll on the condom and away you'd go. I mean, look at the efficacy of that. A condom, you know, could, mm-hmm. but yet people have been able to enjoy a satisfying sex life for so, and the vaccine is more efficient than a condom.
I like that she takes it down to sex.
Yeah,
and
Rocco,
a good old condom.
I'm just saying,
right?
You yeah. know, we trust our condoms, do we not?
I don't, yeah.
To protect
feel,
us.
Yeah.
The vaccine is sort of the same way, but with a higher level, more like
right.
95%. So to me,
I'm not, I just,
That would be my dating profile. Are you vaccinated? Because if you don't believe in vaccinations, I am 100%.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would shun somebody.
I would shun somebody from even talking to them.
Yeah.
I mean, on a dating thing. I don't care. Yeah. Everyone has their own choices. I don't understand it, but you get to have your own
choice. How about this? Do you see this being a thing that could possibly grab hold in the dating world? A dating app that only works one day a week on Thursday.
So you know why that would be kind of good?
Okay.
Because if you,
it launches next month.
That's a bad night, first of all.
Thursday?
Yeah, I would do it on a Sunday or Monday when things are slower, because Thursdays are fun. Mm-hmm. I'd pick a slower night of the week.
Maybe Wednesday.
Because Thursday's
Wednesday, people have maybe
hump day. Or no, Wednesday's the weekend. I would do it on a Monday or Sunday.
All right.
But because so many times you might go for a spin on an app or something and then you forget about it and don't ever even go back for a week or two. And then you're like, hey, I'm, because you don't care. So if it's just that
go
one
back,
day.
Spin the wheel, rack hook, see what we're doing here right at the county fair.
Yeah, I know. You know what I mean? But I mean, in the past, you would just forget about it.
Yeah.
And so this way, it's just that day. I kind of think that's kind of a clever idea.
They like Thursday because it's a heavily trafficked date over site to site.
Sure.
And the people that have Hinge are coming out with Thursday. And it's very Cinderella, but the idea is the time limit will spark a sense of urgency. So if you really do like someone, you'll make sure to keep in touch. And, to keep things moving.
Because a lot of times you forget, and it just sits there, and then it's 4 months later, I forgot to go back there.
Yeah. I want you to know that in the early days of our Body Perks, we tried to get in contact with a company in the UK called Love Honey.
Yes, I know.
Because they are a huge in the world of sex toys and, or not sex toys, but sex pleasure items or whatever we're calling a vibrator. But they sold all kinds of accoutrement for looking sexy, and we wanted them to sell our Body Perks, Rocco.
Yes.
And we did have a British agent.
Remember Mike?
He did sell to Love Honey. Did. Well, guess what Love Honey got last week? I was so very, very proud of them.
An award.
The Queen's Award for Enterprise.
Oh, wow.
For and this is not a pun, for outstanding continuous growth.
And that's not a pun.
Did
you see how that happened?
They are so excited. The Queen honors their brand this is royal patronage for Love Honey.
I love it.
Because they are committed to spreading the sexual happiness message globally, as am I, Julia, as am I. Sexual wellness products. Love Honey was around way before you, Goop, just so you know.
Okay, you're so funny.
Yeah. Anyway, I would give the Sexual Wellness Award brand here to Smitten Kitten as well as Fantasy Gift.
Yes, I would agree.
Mm-hmm. Both female-run, family-owned businesses, spreading the joy of sexual wellness.
Okay, it's time.
All right.
It is time to spread the joy
of a commercial break.
Of a commercial break. We'll be
right back. Hey, everybody, it's really been a Monday. That's what I could say now, just looking back fondly on this show today.
Okay.
It feels like Monday. A Monday show.
I would agree. It's a Monday in Maine. It's not supposed to be this cold.
That's right,
that's
Julie. You tell the
thing.
Damn weather.
We're supposed to be 10 degrees warmer.
Yes. Feels like Duluth right now.
It does.
Duluth is really cold right now.
Oh, geez. I'm sure.
Okay. So just to hit this story up that we just sketched across. So Lily James, she played Cinderella. She was in Downton Abbey.
Yes.
She was in Rebecca with Armie Hammer, you saw that last fall. She was the one who was seen kissing and scooting around Rome with Dominic West back in October. And they were filming a BBC One period drama called The Pursuit of Love.
Oops.
Okay.
And he was married.
Yes. And you can't even so much as I think the words pursuit of love without immediately flashbacking on their, there were so many, they made no secret of their canoodling. It was so out loud.
It was so out loud.
It was that cafe.
She must have been under a different impression about what was going on is my only thing.
I feel that Lily was misled.
I would feel like she was completely misled.
And the drama continues to linger so much so that when he came back from Rome, you know, he and his wife did a staged photo op where she read from a note that they were very much together. And then they had the family Christmas card from her castle that her family owns to a story that they were in Botswana discovering each other again. But anyway, Dominic agreed to stay as far away from Lily as possible. So he will not be doing any press for The Pursuit of Love.
Wait, is this going to be a movie in theaters? Or?
BBC. It's on the BBC.
Okay, so we're not even going to see it for a while. Okay.
And she's the main character, so she's doing all the interviews. And The Guardian, of course, they asked her about it, but they didn't ask her about it. It was like, it's all about love. And The Guardian got her to say all sorts of people can become great loves of your life.
Okay.
And remember, Dominic West's wife said, you can never speak to her again. And that's going to make it awkward because they have this show. And he's also going to move into the Downton Abbey
family
movie. And she could possibly be on it. But anyway, all sorts of people is probably not describing a married father who misled her and got caught fooling around on his wife and immediately tried to fix it by jumping in front of photographers with a statement written in Sharpie. You know, that was like a very too. And then anyway, so they did ask her about the Dominic situation, but they said, they worded it like this. What was it like to be in a media storm last fall?
Mm-hmm.
Like she said, I'm not really willing to talk about that. There's a lot to say, but not now, I'm afraid.
All right. That's a great answer.
He probably went out and got a bunch of extra absorbent kitchen towels or something, because when she does decide to speak, he's going to be sweating buckets.
Oh, yeah. But that's, she won't speak until after the show is premiered. She's going to.
I mean, she was so dead set on doing anything. She canceled interviews for Rebecca about getting asked that.
And she was in that horrible movie with Armie Hammer.
Even that she gave, I believe she will get around to actually answering the question about, you know, maybe 2024 or something like that.
Give it some time.
But I think she's going to let us know.
Do some healing.
Yeah, that he misled her. He told her and she believed him.
Absolutely. And, you know, they had met 10 years earlier. They kind of might have had a little spark.
Right.
Yep. I'm not married anymore. We're just married and ring alone.
Right, exactly.
Just paper.
So, I mean, now you'll jump on your scooter and go smooching around. So anyway, I'm glad she even said that, but that's how the Guardian got around it. The media storm. You were in a bit of a media storm.
Well, that's a great way to do it.
Yeah. So
and then she addressed it. It was quite a storm, but I'm not going to address it right now. And there is a lot to say. Someday.
There's a lot to say, but not now, right. I'm afraid.
I love it.
Because she's got to promote.
She's making him a little nervous.
Yes, and she's got a show to promote, and this is intriguing.
Very. Yeah. Now we're going to watch it because we're going to want to see the chemistry between the two. Is it obvious in this pursuit of love that they were pursuing love in real life? Mm-hmm. I mean, it adds a little bit.
How do you think Jennifer Lopez feels about this Raya TikTok situation with the bubbly-breasted coming out today after she just was singing Sweet Caroline to him, and they've just been having, he just really has like multiple things going on the side.
We don't know if this Rhea woman who just outed Ben Affleck is just from today or that they've been contacting each other over the past few weeks. We don't know
when this was done. We have
no idea when this is done.
Yeah.
And like Rocco said, I don't like people sharing their personal things. What if it was someone you talked to on a dating app and you said stuff to and then they go out into the media?
If you're Ben Affleck and you're on Raya and you ask somebody why they unmatch you, that's what you get.
That was dumb to even send a video.
Yeah, that's what you get.
How stupid is he? That's dumb.
Yeah, he's a
player.
But
celebrities must have to deal with that all the time.
Right. He knows better. He doesn't care. But J-Lo might be dumping him now in my great vintage romance. That was going to be a win-win-win.
We need this romance. Let's hope this girl isn't messing it up for us, this Rhea girl. What is her name?
Let me tell you, J-Lo is not happy about this. Did you see this chick?
Yeah, she's cute.
Oh, my. Rocco, did you see this chick?
There's always someone cuter and younger around the corner.
She's a little supermodel-y, but she's jiggly.
But I'm going to say this. There is always someone younger and cuter model.
Right, but this is perfect timing on this woman's part because J-Lo and Ben are in the news on this, so this is a perfect thing to jump behind.
And now she's going to get a million get people going. Following her
yes
on Instagram. This is a clickbait.
This is a win-win for her social media situation.
Totally.
But I don't know if it's a win-win for J-Lo. For, you know, for she might be mad about this. She's like, what the hell? Am I doomed to just
exactly
like always have reality and TikTok stars be, you know, going after my men's?
Wow.
You know?
You know, when you said BBC, it reminded me that you were asking, how can we watch this Battle for Britney thing in
right
America? And I have an answer for you.
Okay, tell us.
It comes out on the 11th here in America, but you have to have this thing called BBC Select.
Oh, wow.
But here's the good news.
All right.
It's an Amazon Prime thing, and it comes with a free 7-day trial. So you could sign up for that free 7-day trial, watch it, and then cancel it.
And it's the AMC, it's the Watchathon, too. You can watch everything, like, right now on
right
Watchathon on Xfinity. Did you see that?
I did see that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, look for that. BBC Select.
Okay. And that's, Rocco, we're going to need a notebook for all these things.
I'll let you know.
All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
That was very helpful. And that was Monday.
Goodbye, everybody.
Job done. Off you go.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.